Welcome to Intermission at the Madison Theater, a podcast exploring the artists, authors, and events within the entertainment industry. As part of this series, we hope to enlighten you, our listener, with fun, joyful interactions with these artists. Our guest today is known as the king of Raclassical Bop, a mixture of classical, Racine, and bebop music. He will be appearing at the Madison Theater this summer, July 20th, and he's not only released one album, not two, but seven new albums this year. He's a composer, producer, author, and educator. Please welcome Eddie Brissot.
Thank you very much, Michel Frabini. A pleasure to be part of this great community.
Yes, thank you for being here. So, king of Raclassical Bop. Now, Raclassical Bop, it's such an interesting word, and you had to explain it to me, who's an Italian, as classical.
But you said it correctly. It's, you know, I'm from Haiti originally, so our music is very diverse. It's consistent with our history. I'm not going to go deep into that, but the Ra in Raclassical Bop, it's the genres that encompass Racine, I would say, Compan, Peto, Igbo, these words are different tribes that immigrated during the slave trade in Haiti. Therefore, they came with their music. So our music tends to reflect that. So Racine encompasses all these genres. And classical, of course, classical music, and which has influenced music in the world, and also bop is for bebop, so classical bop is for Racine, classical is for classical music, and bebop, which is a form of jazz, so it's classical bop.
And what's interesting is you said you're from the compo tradition, right? Compo?
Compa is the most popular genre of Haiti. And, you know, what I'm trying to convey is some sort of universality in the music or in the world. You know, improvisation started in classical music already. And then at some point it stopped on that side of the Atlantic. And then it continues with jazz in New Orleans, for instance, and then with the contribution of a lot of Haitian, Franco-Haitians that migrated there. And of course, I'm not going to take the Africanism from anyone. So even during the slave trade, they came with slaves to Haiti, to Cuba, to even Brazil. When you listen to the Brazilian music, you will hear the component of the same syncopation that exists in Racine, etc. So the Racine is some sort of agglomeration of the percussive nature of the African syncopation and then the classical music. And as a matter of fact, I tend to consider myself as an evolution of jazz.
Well, it's interesting because you talk about classical and you talk about Bach, you know, which we think is very... I mean, you can't get more classical than that. But you guys consider him almost a jazz artist.
We, as jazzmen, we see him as the first jazzman. And then when you listen to jazz music, it's the same, most of the same component in jazz, like whether the form, like a 12 bar or 14 bars, or it's the same concept of that we use in improvisation, whether it's an enclosure and so forth and so on. And then the music is so close. As a matter of fact, on one of my albums, I did the Ave Maria, and then I did G strings, air on G strings. It's just a matter of syncopation or phrasing. That's what the difference. But the music is somehow a universal language.
And you said that Bach was an improviser?
Improvisation started long ago in classical music and continues, like I said, on the other part of the Atlantic. Yes, he was quite an improviser.
Yeah, and then you mentioned, like, in the bebop, New Orleans jazz. I mean, you were with Dixieland?
What I meant to say, you know, most music in the proximity of Haiti, we have influenced them. So what happened, it's maybe we don't get the credit that we deserve what we have contributed to jazz. But if you remember the Louisiana Purchase, that's not the first contact of Haitians with the Americans. Henri Christophe fought for during the battle of the American independence. And in this, during that same era, that's when we gain our independence. So during the Revolutionary War in Haiti, a lot of Franco-Haitians, at that time we were not Haiti at that time, we were Hispaniola. So during the battle of our independence, a lot of Franco-Haitians fled to Louisiana. Maybe that's the second encounter. As a matter of fact, they were the one that introduced what I call the quintuplet that exists in our music. I'm not talking about the European concept of quintuplet, which is something that is conventional. But our quintuplet, it tends to be a very even number. So they introduced that to the music. And then later on, for Dabney, who was an American solfeggist who was playing ragtime, which became jazz, and then he came to Haiti. And then I think mostly, if you listen to Old Devil, you will hear Old Devil by Fort Dabney. You will hear the quintuplet in his music. And this can be accounted for somehow part of our influence on jazz.
That's fascinating. And now I always pronounce this wrong, compas?
You said it correctly.
Okay, compas.
Yes.
In that tradition, you said that there was lack of harmonies?
No, it's not lack of harmonies. It's just commercial genre. In the past, the generation that came before that, Dejeune used different rhythm structure that existed in the culture. But as things progressed, Nemo, who was the father of compas, and then settled for one specific aspect of the music, a component that exists in the Igbo. And then, as a matter of fact, that's the same music that was playing on the entire island. When I said the entire island, Haiti is made both of the island of Hispaniola that I made. It is considered that's where Dominican Republic is. So prior to have their independence, it was just the same island. So that's the same music that was playing in the island. As a matter of fact, the Igbo has influenced, or meringue to be more accurate, has influenced both the merengue, Dominican merengue, and then what become compa. As well. So compas came straight for our roots, I would say, more specifically from the merengue, and then the merengue, Dominican has had the same influence, and jazz, and even salsa, contradanza, and all of that.
Yeah, and one of your albums, Merengue Latina, that you released this year, correct?
That's right. Consistent with our culture, we had like four periods in our history. You know, the ancient periods. So I'm influenced by the music of the ancient, the native there. So we had another period from the Spanish period, that Spanish period. So the Spaniards came with the music as well. The other European, the French, the German. So all of these type of music have influenced me, so they reflect on me. So that's the Latin component of me. So I use different aspect of the Latin component that has influenced me, and then that's what I have an album that summarizes that. And then also I have had the French influence. We gained our independence from the French in 1804. So we continue another trophy we took from them, it's the language, and then we do speak French in Haiti as well. And then we are interested in their literature as well. So therefore, all this is part of my environment, even the music itself. So therefore, I have an album that summarizes that influence on me. That's the French. This is called Laisse Moi T'aimer.
Right,
that's
right.
One of them.
So you have seven albums. It's not a series.
It's not a series. It's somehow summarize my career to this point. I had six albums prior to this, and then I just released seven.
Wait, just one seven or all seven at once?
All seven at once. All seven at once. Because the music has changed and then people are downloading and so forth and so on. So there's enough room for that. And then this will keep me in the market so I can introduce one aspect this week, another aspect the other week. As a matter of fact, they are all on USB. If when the people come to my show on July the 20th, they're going to be available on USBs.
And I mean, they're fascinating. And you're mainly a trumpet player, so you play mainly trumpet, but you also play conga?
Yes, I play a little conga. As a matter of fact, guitar was my first instrument. After I had my accident, I had a terrible accident, so I no longer play the guitar, but the guitar was my first instrument because it wasn't my environment. My dad was a guitar player, but the trumpet somehow has chosen me.
It's chosen you. And you say your father was a musician. Was he the inspiration for you starting?
Yes. As a matter of fact, when I grew up in Haiti, I grew up in the era where the entire village raised the kids, and then music was in the neighbors were playing music. And then and my dad was a musician as well. So that's where the influence came from.
And who was the, were there artists that you listened to, like albums that you listened to that thought, oh, this is what I want to do? I mean, what was that main thing that said, this is my life, this is what I want to do?
It's a bunch of thing. And that's what I love the Asian culture. That's at least that's what it has inculcated in me. And then that's why now we're talking about rock, classical bop, which is a mixture of classical music, jazz, or acid. We embrace everything, and I think that's good. Our resilience. That's make us very resilient in as a people. I think we embrace everything that is good as well. So all this music were part of me. I listened to everything, Latin music, jazz, classical music, and then this becomes me. And Brazilian music and so forth and so on. And in my music reflects all of that.
So there's that great movie that came out, you know, with Bob Marley and everything, and the Rasta tradition and everything. Was that a huge influence on you, or did it have any influence?
It does. As a matter of fact, I adore what Bob Marley represents for the Jamaican people. And even though I did not speak a word of English, so I would used to listen to Bob Marley's music. So this was a tremendous thing that occurred to the music, Caribbean music. And it's as a matter of fact, I played one of his songs on my album, which I used because it was a cry of freedom as well. And then that's consistent. We approach the freedom differently in Haiti because we've been independent in 1804. So he has his voice. Of course, the voice has influenced me, but it's part of my DNA already, that revolutionary aspect of his music. As a matter of fact, I played one of his songs called Redemption Song. I use what I call Yanvalou, which is a very complex rhythm structuring within our culture, which is a 12-8, at the same time it's a 6-8, not quite a 6-8, it's a 4-4, which we play the court time. That is very interesting rhythmically. So I use that rhythm structure to play one, to pay homage to Bob Marley, because it does reflect part of the fight, that continuous fight that we have had in the Caribbean.
Yeah, and we all know what's happening in Haiti right now, which has been a tragedy for the country, and we hope everything works out in any family you have.
It was like someone just asked me earlier, when it gets so dark, that's when the sun is about to rise, and then I'm very hopeful, and then it's going to go in that direction.
Well, let's be hopeful for you and your family. So what are we going to see on the 20th of July here at the Madison? What are we going to hear? Are you going to hear all music from all these albums?
All these albums, and besides that, I invited all the Haitian artists that are great musicians, like Jimmy and Felix, and though there's one coming all the way from Florida. He's like a troubadour. He plays with the guitar like a chanson, if I can express myself like that. And then also Paul Inge, who is a Berkeley graduate. He's grew up around here. She's a great, deep, she's a jazz musician as well, but at the same time, she's very close to the culture. And then we have a dancing group that will do some sort of, we use the term folklore or roots music. They're going to be dancing. And then, as a matter of fact, people who come, they're going to have a taste of our great cuisine as well. And then we're going to have the foods and then my music and so forth. And the other artists. And it's going to have a full Haitian experience if they come.
No, I love that. And I love Haitian food. I mean, when you think of Haitian food, what is the cultural thing that you want us to taste?
I would say consistently, because it was my late mother's birthday on the 10th. And then I will honor her to say it's the cashew. With the chicken, the cashew, the way we do it from the car, because I'm from the northern part of Haiti, and my mom as well. And to honor her, I would say it's the chicken of the cashew nuts, the way that is made from Cap Haïtien.
So we're going to hear great music, we're going to see great Haitian dance, and we're going to taste great chicken cashew at the event that day. It's going to be a cultural event.
Even the cashew may not be on the menu, but we'll try. I don't want to be people to be disappointed, but I'm hoping. As a matter of fact, if the people start calling as early as possible to purchase tickets, and then I will in kind make sure that the chicken cashew is going to be there. But they will have to support early to purchase advance tickets to support us for the July 20th show.
It could be nuggets. It doesn't have to be the full chicken. So that's fantastic. So we are so excited about this July 20th event. This is the first annual Rock Classical Bop Festival. Basically, we're creating a festival here. So we hope that this happens annually and we can really promote this music, this form of music, and all its traditions and all everything.
Of course, music is like a universal language. Like I said before, when I was listening to Bob Marley, I didn't understand the word of English. As a matter of fact, I'm a strong fan of Brazilian music. The culture is the same, but at the same time, the music, I understand the music, I love the music. So I want the people to come to experience something a little bit different. But music is the same. They're going to hear a little Bach or different classical genre within the setting, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of racing. They can dance. They're going to enjoy the full experience of the food, etc. So it's I cannot wait to merge with the Moloi community.
That's great. And we're very excited by it too. You guys go online at madisontheaterny.org and buy your tickets now, or you can call us at 516-323-4444. We're very excited for this summer. This is a great festival to have, and we like that. You're going to experience great music, and any music that you hear throughout this podcast is actually from your album. So we're going to infuse some of the music in here that you've heard, and that's going to be on the stage as well. So thank you very much, Eddie, for coming today. This is fantastic. Do you have any last things you want to say?
No, I'd like to just thank the Moloi community for receiving us with open arms, and especially you, Mr. Fraboni. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. And let's get back on stage. Intermission is over, and we hope you enjoy our second act.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you. Intermission at the Madison Theater is brought to you by Angelo Fraboni, producer, and Matthew Gibbons. We'd like to thank our sound designer, Jabeth Roa, and our social media person, Natalie Newbert. We'll see you next time.